Arizona has reached another sad number today in the coronavirus pandemic. The state has now had more than a million infections since the pandemic began. Health officials have added another 3,707 new cases today, along with 63 more deaths. Still about 2,000 suspected COVID patients in Arizona hospitals, numbers not seen since mid-February. Overall, ICU capacity is at 92%. About 17,000 more vaccinations were given around the state on Thursday, consistent with a recent increase. 47% of Arizona's population is fully vaccinated, compared to the national average of 52%. And as we just heard, Governor Ducey yesterday appointed Don Harrington as interim director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. Today is the current director, Dr. Kara Criss, last day after announcing her resignation earlier this summer. Harrington has been with the department for 21 years and most recently was deputy director for planning and operations. The governor and Harrington have also named former U.S. Surgeon General Richard Carmona a senior advisor on public health emergency preparedness. Carmona will lead an effort to get more Arizonans vaccinated against COVID-19. I spoke with Harrington earlier and asked what about his experience at the state health department he thinks prepares him now to lead it.
Well, I think there's been a history of involvement with many of the major activities within the department. I also think that I've been involved with working with the staff that are the present leaders here at the department. One of the key components, I think, that Dr. Criss left us here as a legacy was the excellent leadership staff that is at the Department of Health Services. And I've had experience working with them in a higher level fashion. And I think that will serve me well in this role.
Obviously, you are taking over at a time when Arizona and the rest of the country are seeing another increase in COVID-19 cases. What immediately do you think the department can and should be doing maybe to try to get this more under control to the extent possible?
Well, I think the key to initially and throughout the COVID event should be to get vaccines in arms. The vaccine is the most available preventative that we have, and it's been highly successful. And so our goal is to continue that and work in any way that we can, including with our Dr. Carmona, to promote vaccines throughout all the communities of Arizona from his great expertise so that we might enhance our ability to fight COVID.
Yeah, let's talk about Dr. Richard Carmona's role, the former U.S. Surgeon General. At this point, given that vaccines have been widely available for several months, they've been available for targeted populations for, 8 months or so. What is it going to take to get more shots and more arms at this point, do you think?
Well, I think it's continued education. And I think the passing recently of the approval from the FDA for the Pfizer vaccine is definitely a plus. There's a group of folks out there in the public that have felt that they weren't sure of the safety of the vaccine. I think they can now rest assured that it's gone through all of the necessary steps to be fully approved by the FDA. And I think those two factors, education and the passing of that authorization for them, will have a definite effect on the uptake.
Dr. Criss had said in the past that she wasn't positive that Arizona would ever get to that 70 or so percent vaccination rate where she thought herd immunity would be able to take over. Given that, do you think that it's realistic that people who haven't gotten the shots yet will now choose to do it just because the FDA has taken it away from emergency use authorization and given it full approval?
I think it's going to definitely help. Certainly, there are folks out there that do wait for these types of studies to be completed and are hesitant prior to having them completed. So there will definitely be an uptake. I think certainly the Delta variant will have an effect as well, because as this disease continues to change and update itself, we're always trying to get more shots and more arms to prevent the disease from spreading. And so far, the vaccine has shown to be very good against the Delta variant. And I think people recognize that fact and will eventually get the shot if they haven't at this point.
In addition to trying to get more Arizonans vaccinated, are there other things that you think we can and should be doing to try to slow the spread or mitigate the effects?
Well, I think everything that has been talked about historically from the very beginning of this would be something someone could do. Certainly washing your hands, using hand sanitizer, social distancing, masking, and things can all be a great help. And if we can reduce the spread and we can get people vaccinated, we'll eventually get on top of this.
Given how long this has been going on, and given, you know, if you go out and about, there are a lot of people not wearing masks, not social distancing. How much convincing do you think it's going to take to get people to start doing those things again, do you think?
Well, I think it does take some effort on our part, and we're, you know, certainly Dr. Carmona will be a wonderful help to our department in this regard. From his role as Surgeon General, people have a high recognition factor of Dr. Carmona, and they respect him from a national level role, much like they respect Dr. Crist at the state level role. And I think that he will bring a continued professional and a very prestigious presence to our department.
Some of these mitigation techniques have obviously become very controversial, very political. And I'm not going to ask you to wade into a political question here, but I guess I'm curious how you see your role, given that it is a politically appointed role. The governor appointed you to this job. How do you see your role in terms of advising the governor on what to do and understanding maybe what he is inclined to do with COVID prevention and what he maybe is not so inclined to do?
Well, that's a great question, because as I'm sure you're quite aware, I'm not a medical doctor. So in any of the advising that I would be doing with the governor or talking with him about strategies, it would be in consultation with the experts within the department. What we see to be working, looking at the data, we're a very data-driven department. And from that perspective, the data helps us to understand what's going on, and we can present the facts to the governor so that the governor can make the decisions that he feels necessary.
Do you think that the state is doing as good a job as it can right now in trying to prevent the spread of COVID-19? Is it encouraging people and getting people to do things that maybe they don't want to do as well as the state could?
I think so. Our department has been very diligent, and I think many of the citizens across the state have been very diligent about trying to get the word out about COVID and how it spread and how it can be prevented. And I think we're doing all we can do, and we're always looking for new ways as well. So as those come into play for us and understood, and with Dr. Carmona coming on board as well, I think we'll be looking at a variety of strategies to move further.
All right. That is Don Harrington, the new interim director of the State Department of Health Services. Don, thanks for your time. Good luck. I appreciate it.
Thank you.